you always have that every time you're getting review, whether it's you're asking somebody down the hall or whether you're really opening yourself up like that and getting it from a global community perspective. It's a really hard decision to know what should I take and what should I not take into consideration. And I think this is actually something that is great about research is there. You should always be asking more questions, and even though one paper doesn't answer every single one, the best papers, the best preprints, the best result is not the one that makes a nice, tidy, clean, look, I'm right, everything else is wrong. It's the one that provokes all the questions. It's the one that wants to ask the next step. And so I think you as a researcher just have to recognize at what point are you going to just say, yes, you're right, there is a lot more to do here, but this is my best guess at this time. But you are absolutely right. Instead of, I will do more, and maybe that's going to be another paper, because at some point we do have to, especially in, in most fields, especially in those high impact like science and nature cell papers, there's so much information in there now that I don't think it's really beneficial for us to wait until one team has collected years and years and years and years of work before it gets out there. I think it'd be much better to get little pieces out there and let many people tackle it from different angles, because that's really what you're getting at, is there's always going to be a next step. And so how do you do this trade-off between rewarding somebody for doing high quality work, but recognizing that that shouldn't require them to do so much that they're stifling the ability to get those results out there to the community, because the community is going to have so many more questions than one research team is.